talking this morning about dating more than one person at a time. AskMen.com says you can pull it off. You just have to be upfront and honest. I say you'd be upfront and honest with something like that. They're going to say, okay, well, if you know, you're kind of seeing someone, I don't think so. what was the exact? That's about right. What do you think?
Okay, this is my take on the whole thing. As long as you are not sleeping with the people, I don't think that it should be a big deal. Like, as soon as you get sex involved, then it opens a whole other can of worms, and I think that it should be monogamous. But as long as you're not sleeping with the other person, then I think that you should be able to date a couple of people until you start getting serious with somebody, and then you should probably cut them off.
But wouldn't it just scare you away from the beginning if a guy, you know, they say be upfront about it, be upfront about dating more than one person at a time? Wouldn't you be kind of scared, like, hey, I'm going to go out with you tonight, but tomorrow night I do have a date with another person that I've been seeing?
Actually, you know? No, I think I would probably respect it a little bit more if they did tell me upfront that they have a date with somebody else, because then that way, if something does happen or if you guys click and you do get into a serious relationship, then you know that he's going to be honest with you. And you don't have to worry about, well, if you guys don't work out, then is he going to go cheat on you? Probably not. He'll probably tell you up front, hey, look, this isn't working out anymore. I don't want to waste your time.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
See you.
Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Dating more than one person at a time. Can you pull it off? Is that something you could do? And is that something you'd be willing to be on the other end of?
I think it's a setup for the setup, you know, because, you know, most women say men are possessive. Now, imagine you take a chick out on a date, and then a day or two later, you take another chick out on a date. Now, what if that first one you took out run into you with the second one you were with? That'll be a big whole thing and a huge explosion, and then they say that we're not trustworthy, and then they put us back in the classification as being as dogs. So I don't agree with some of the women that's calling in and saying it's okay. I think if it actually happened to them, I think they'd pretty much be upset about the whole thing.
Well, they're saying, though, that as long as they're up front, as long as they tell them up front what's going on.
Yeah, that's what they always say, but let it actually happen.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I think you're looking at it pretty realistically. Once you're actually in a situation where someone's like, yes, I'm dating you tonight, but I'm kind of seeing two other people now and dating them on Thursday and Friday.
Exactly, because look at the effort you had to put in even to work up to get them going out on a date with the first person. You know, it takes effort. You know, you got to meet them, you got to like each other, exchange numbers, talk a little while, and say, okay, hey, let's go out. Then all of a sudden, you know, you're trying to go out with somebody else. I think it's just a setup for the setup, you know. Well, then again, this is the new millennium. Things are changing. You know, it's 2006, soon to be 2007. It might just work for some, but I still think it's a setup.
Well, thanks for calling, bro.
All right, thank you.
See you.